coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn.
It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch.
LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it,
squash it.
At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com, and remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
And speaking of Rupert's, we happen to have the president of Rupert's Beverage and Redemption in studio, Jesse St. Laurent. How are you?
How you guys doing? Good.
Doing all right.
Good. Did you ever think you'd become president?
No. No.
President.
I don't know how I got here, really. It's really strange.
It's all a mystery.
Oh, boy.
And in just a few minutes, we're going to be joined in studio by the president of Baxter Brewing, Jen Lever.
Another president.
So many presidents.
Whoa.
And there's a very special reason for that, which we're going to divulge here in a few minutes. But before we do all that, probably a good idea for us to get through the news first.
Yep.
Let's take a look at the news for Monday, August 11th.
The Sun Journal reports that a report commissioned by Auburn officials says the city needs at least 1,300 more homes by 2030 to address historic underproduction and future housing demand. The study said the city's current production pace puts Auburn on track for 720 homes over the next 5 years, and Auburn needs more diverse housing options to suit changing demographics.
The Trump administration revoked the $7 billion Solar for All program. The legislation strips Maine of a $62 million grant to help low-income households access solar power. The Solar for All program was created in 2022 through the Inflation Reduction Act. The EPA awarded grants to 60 states and tribes through the program.
Today, the Auburn Sewerage District will begin a relining project for better flow and more structurally sound pipes. The city asks that impacted areas keep water going down the drain to an absolute minimum. Today's work includes 4th and Broad Streets. Tomorrow's schedule includes Marion Drive and Cook Street. And Wednesday will include Loring Ave and Dunn and Granite Streets.
The City of Lewiston is seeking resident volunteers to serve on several city boards and committees. Openings include the Androscoggin County Budget Committee, Historic Preservation Review Board, LA Community Forestry Board, LNA Transit Committee, and the Lewiston Senior Advisory Council. Applications and more information are available at lewistonmaine.gov.
You want to talk about the weather?
Sure do.
Ah,
and
so
weather
lovely.
Is kind of the best this week, so here we go with Alex.
Weather, weather, weather. Weather, 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 weather. Weather, weather is the best, is the best. Weather, weather, weather.
I love that.
Aww.
Years from now, you will have that of Alex.
Yeah. Like, he's going to hate it. He loves
it
now.
But it will,
loves it, but yeah.
But it will be like anytime you want to hear his little voice, he'll be able to hear his little voice.
Yeah. I think that's so cool. At what age will he begin to hate it, Jesse?
Oh, I would say middle school.
Yeah,
12, 13.
Yeah.
No. He's going to be like, Mimi, stop playing that song on the podcast. It's so embarrassing.
He's a pretty cool kid. He might be like mine and just be like, heck yeah, that's me.
Or he'd be like, can I record a new one?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
in Mac Miller style or something. It won't be Mac Miller anymore. It'll be somebody else.
Do you know what he said to me?
Hey,
he
Jen
said,
Lever.
Hey, Jen.
Oh, Jen.
He said...
we got a chair for you
right here.
Oh, no way. You're all good.
It's all good. Alex says to me when I saw him on Saturday at Wishes in the Valley, he goes, you know what I still think about your song? And I was like, what do you think? He's like, it's too long and it's boring. I was like, that's fair.
We have blue skies and sunshine today with a high of 91 and a low of 64. More of the same tomorrow with a high of 92 and a low of 67. Another beautiful day on Wednesday with highs approaching 90.
It's a gorgeous week.
Heat wave.
Nice. In sports, the Red Sox lost to the San Diego Padres 6-2. Boston will visit the Houston Astros tonight at 8.
The Patriots beat the Washington Commanders 48-18 in a meaningless preseason game. The Pats will play more meaningless football on Saturday when they visit the Minnesota Vikings.
And the Patriots installed a 12-foot bronze statue of Tom Brady at the entrance to Gillette Stadium. Brady said it'll give Jets fans something to throw their beers at as they leave the stadium every year.
Now, we had the roast of Tom Brady just over a year ago.
Oh, yeah?
This past weekend was the roast of Tom Brady's statue. Has anybody seen it?
No.
No.
Please look it up.
Is it funny?
A lot of comments about the size of his head.
I was going to say.
Being way too small for his body.
Oh, interesting. Disproportionately small, one would say.
So some of my favorite comments here. The statue is larger than life, but his head is smaller than life.
Oh.
Fix his head. This is so wrong. Head too small, belly too big.
That's from Tom himself.
This is one of my favorites. The guy who did the head did not communicate with the guy who made the body.
The head is really small.
They don't necessarily do the whole statue because some people can't sculpt face. So it might have been a totally different person to do the head versus the body.
Yeah, it's very disproportionate.
He's got a Beetlejuice head.
A Beetlejuice head.
WTF.
Helmet is going to be floating. His head's going to be floating in that.
That helmet won't fit him.
His right arm is not in proportion to the rest of his body.
It's art, people.
Yeah. It's bad art. They're going for a realistic.
I can't sculpt. What was the soccer player who got the really bad?
Ronaldo.
Oh my gosh, that was really bad. That was a bad one.
When was the last time you saw a bronze statue that was a truly accurate depiction of the person? I would submit Bobby Orr outside.
Oh, of yeah. I mean, big, but
have
but
you
really
guys
good.
Been up close and personal to the Muhammad Ali one? I have not.
I haven't either. No, that looks pretty good from afar.
Yeah, I've seen.
I feel like he's facing the wrong way though.
Shorts are high.
So I'm always driving up Main Street, so he's facing like. Towards the river, but I think he should be facing you as you're coming up Main Street. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah,
yeah, like a welcome.
Yeah, on the same side of the street.
Yeah, like you're looking at him as you come up. You know what I mean? But
for a man with such a large ego, it certainly doesn't fit the size of his head.
Oh, Jesus! Critics everywhere.
Oh, I like this. I think they screwed up on his hairline.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Gronk's body, Brady's head.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's it. That's it for the news. That's your news, weather, and sports. Now let's take a look at some famous people birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for August the 11th, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start off with actor Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh, Thor.
42 years old today. Sarah, nothing? You okay? You having a moment?
Commercial with him? The recent commercial?
No. I love everything.
His wife is holding him up. They're in a stunt scene, and they're thinking about a vacation, and he's hanging on to her, and she's holding him up. Oh, it was really cool.
That's funny. That's cute. So my favorite, obviously he's the best as Thor, but my favorite role that I've seen him in is in the Ghostbusters remake with all the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
He's their receptionist, Kevin, and he's hilariously funny.
That's hysterical.
So good. So good. I mean, and also specimen, obviously.
Of course.
Hello.
Guitarist Charlie Sexton, 57 years old. He played with Bob Dylan. Also had a solo career back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Had a big hit song called Beat So Lonely. If you've never heard that, you should. Anna Gunn. From Breaking Bad, 57 years old today. She played Skyler White on Breaking Bad. Hey, Jen, you a Breaking Bad fan?
Yeah. Yeah, great show.
I got my mom the DVD set for Breaking Bad.
Is it good?
It's
Jesse,
incredible.
Yeah.
So we started watching it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like so wild.
Yes.
Like, it's not going to happen. Right. It's amazing. And like the two actors are now like have a tequila company.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and are like literally best friends because of it. Yeah.
Aww. Incredible show.
Yeah.
That's the one with the meth lab?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I watched like the first two episodes and I just couldn't get into it. But everyone's like, you need to watch. Like, you need to keep going.
Sherry,
I mean,
was
it's
the
wild.
Same way.
It's like so beyond like what your day to day, you know, anybody you know what they're up to.
But, I would hope so.
But that's what I like about it. Like, it's just like, it's like Sons of Anarchy. Like, that's not happening on my regular Tuesday, but I love it.
That was a kick ass.
Good storyline.
It was more of a commentary on the U.S. healthcare system than it was about the meth trade. Mm-hmm. Because the guy finds out, he's a school teacher, high school teacher, and he finds out he has lung cancer. And the only way he can pay for his treatments is to cook and sell meth.
Oh, no
kidding. Yeah. But so I got my mom the DVD set, and I you know, go over and we'd watch a few episodes. And she got into season three and she called me and she says, "What is wrong with Skyler White? Can't she just leave him alone and let him do his work?" My mom is in 100% defense of the man cooking the meth and wants his wife, who is concerned about this, to leave him alone.
You do. Like, you want him to get out, but then you're also like, he's so good.
He's
like,
so good.
How can he take that level of meth from the people?
Like, it's crazy how we fall in love with these guys.
Yeah.
Like these guys, like you mentioned Sons of Anarchy, Jen, and, you know, they were criminals, and we fall in love with them. Like, don't arrest them.
Yeah.
But no, they should be arrested.
Yeah. I mean, when, like, Elliot Stabler on SVU, like, roughs up a suspect, I'm like, but, I mean, he was justified. That's police brutality, actually. But, like,
justified.
He can get emotional sometimes. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learned a lot about my mom.
We all have a little nasty side in
That's
it.
That's true.
Just
yes.
Don't want to see it.
Yes. Singer Joe Jackson is 71 years old today. He had the big hit Steppin' Out in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And actor and podcaster Joe Rogan is 58 years old today.
He's an actor?
He was in News Radio.
I remember him.
Back in the
with Dave
90s.
Foley. Yep, I remember
He was in Here Comes the Boom. That's a good movie.
Yep, that was. That was a lot of fun.
He did that whole Fear Factor thing.
He sure did.
Oh, that's right.
Yep,
yeah,
did the Fear Factor.
Gross.
You had to eat bugs for money or something like that.
Or nearly drown or, you know, all that good stuff.
No, he's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
I've never listened to his podcast.
Apparently, he made his bones with the podcasting. Still going strong at 58 years old. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Oh, jeez.
Is this a new one?
Yeah, that's a new one.
That's
like
Mark.
A Sprite commercial. Dr.
Like,
Pepper.
What the hell's going on right now?
It's hard for me to... transition from that
She needs
song.
To compose herself.
It's such a good song. It's such a good song. I don't want to be a bummer, but 11 years ago today in 2014, Robin Williams died by suicide.
Oh.
Yeah, it was sad. 63 years old and struggling with dementia. So he took his own life. And we lost a brilliant actor and comedian. And unfortunately, that's how those things go sometimes. 26 years ago in 1999, Kiss received their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How do you feel about that, Mark?
I was more excited about the Go-Go's receiving their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame 14 years ago.
Well, all right then.
Not a big Kiss guy.
I know you aren't. That's why I specifically asked you.
Good.
Do you like the Backstreet Boys?
Not at all.
Because 28 years ago in 1997, the Backstreet Boys released their second album, Backstreet's Back. All right.
It's secretly Mark's favorite boy band.
I brought my wife to a Kiss concert, and she was mortified. It's awesome.
I went to see them just because, and the show is phenomenal, but the music is
terrible.
Just horrific.
Terrible. I love when Gene Simmons gives you life advice. Pulling your tongue out half the time.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Let's see. 38 years ago in 1987, Clara Peller died at the age of 86. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
She's the Where's the Beef lady for the Wendy's commercial. During her
She
was so cute. During her ad campaign, Wendy's sales jumped
31%. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's proof
Where's the beef?
Proof of how dumb we are as a species.
Wasn't she in a vehicle, like driving around? Like, she could barely
see looking
the steering
for the
wheel.
Beef, Jesse.
Where's the beef?
91 years ago in 1934, the first federal prisoners arrived on the island of Alcatraz, The Rock, in San Francisco Bay.
Have you ever been there?
I haven't. I bet it's super haunted.
It's creepy. Yeah, you can feel the energy.
Yeah, I want to go. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be cool. And let's see, how about 129 years ago in 1896, a patent was issued to one Harvey Hubble for the electric light bulb socket with a handy pull chain, huh?
Go Harvey.
How about that?
Change the world.
Now we walk around with a flashlight in our pocket.
That's right. That's right.
Great name, Harvey.
Yeah, that's those are the OTDs for today.
All right.
August 11th. And we forgot one famous person's birthday.
Who?
My awesome brother's birthday.
Oh.
He's not famous to any of you, but he'll always be a superstar to me. So.
Awesome. Happy birthday, Sarah's brother.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Oh, Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
So, we have some business to attend to.
Yeah.
Jesse brought in 4 cans of Among Us. Pam's ripping into them already. We've been hearing about
cans
this
are
one.
Super cool.
This collaboration between Roopers and Baxter, and we've been hearing about it for months, and it's finally here. We have these cans right in front of us.
The cans are so cool.
They glow in the dark.
Yeah, like to our, as far as we know, like the first time there's ever been a label that glows in the dark from any main producer.
That's so cool.
Like the ink on it is what took so long, because the last time I was on here, we like knew that we were going to do it,
yeah.
And like all best ideas that come from Roopers and Baxter collaborating, it's pretty much like Jesse being like, what if, imagine, like how about, and so, you know, I just listen to like what he's saying, and then he's like talking about extraterrestrial and like, you know, I don't know, like, do you believe like they could be among us? Like, and we batted around a few different names, and then it was kind of like, that's the premise of it. It's like, yeah. You know, what if they are, what if they aren't, you know, whether you believe or not, like, it's kind of cool to think about. And then we like had the vision of obviously the Sasquatch had to be involved, and then the glow in the dark element. But it, when we did it, I was like, man, if this glows in the dark, it's like those sticky stars that like you have to like heat it up and then it barely glows. I'm going to be really disappointed. So those labels got in, and the first thing we did was like take them to a dark room. And that, it lit up.
Oh,
and we were
God.
Like, yes.
So cool.
I was sending Jesse pictures like before they even got on the can
awesome.
Of like, look, like you can see the alien eyes. You can see it. It's awesome.
So cool.
Yeah.
Look at Jesse's beaming.
I know.
I am.
He's
I'm
really
so
proud
proud.
Of this one.
You should be.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to have a relationship with Baxter. You know, they anything we've come up with, like as far as ideas, as Rupert's comes up with ideas, and Baxter just kills it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a marriage. It's a love affair.
It's a love affair
between the two of us, but. It's just really cool, and I trust them to make great decisions for us. And I mean, and every time they come out with something, it's just people love it. You know,
yeah.
I'm curious about this one because it's so different. Like it's out of this world. You know, it's not ordinary, like a beer. Like everyone drink, not everyone, but you know, everyone's had some sort of beer experience. Not this. Now this is a different thing. So
yeah, and this is the as of today. Like this is the only main made. 10 milligram drink you can get, which I love that too. Like to do that in a partnership product in a like relationship that's, you know, that's like not, so no marketing company came and said like, you should really be closer with Roopers. Like back from when we first did our first beer and Steve would come in with a whole group of guys and like sample through things and, you know, might not have all the details of exactly what they wanted from a flavor profile or whatnot, but like, just brainstorming, giving them different beers. I mean, it's like we've made some really good memories over the years. And so to shift it into THC and like try this whole new segment, and it's a completely different drinker. I mean, we're seeing that like obviously through retail sales for Roopers, but just in general, like who's coming into the pub and choosing to consume that with their dinner instead of.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, you're participating in like socialization in a different way.
Yeah. There have been times at the end of the night where I'm like, I don't want to have another drink because I know tomorrow won't be so great. So I probably wouldn't order a 10 milligram, but a 5 milligram to end the night just to clean the palate and not have another drink, but still sit and socialize. Like I've done that a few times and it's like a better option for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, definitely. I feel like all my friends with young kids are like ending their night or just choosing to not drink alcohol that night so that they, you know.
Yeah.
Screaming kids come early. So it's like,
sure
you know, and like, you know, you as an individual know your relationship with THC the best. And it's about a 30 minute set in. Yeah. And so if you're a regular consumer, like, you're not going to have a situation with pretzels. Like, you're going to.
Oh, I'm a regular consumer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe she got a one off. Huh?
Well,
just you hadn't eaten dinner yet.
I was eating a Caesar salad while I was drinking it, and still ate half a pizza and then some pretzels.
Wow! And did you feel a body high from it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She still does, Jen. Yeah. It's not over.
I was halfway through making dinner when I just sat in a chair and was like, guess I'm done. I'm just going to sit here.
Whatever's in the pan is
whatever,
dinner.
Whatever, like, whatever, I don't know.
All right, do we want to crack this open?
I mean, sure. Okay.
It was something.
Pam can't wait.
Wow.
No. Normally, well, we're talking only 5%.
I feel like we should be sipping it while we're talking.
THC.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like the blueberry kush.
Yeah.
Pineapple Express.
They all make. That That's good. Really good. The Pineapple Express I haven't tried, but
it's good
Yeah,
stuff.
We should have them brainstorm the next one, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, this is my first sip of it.
It's really? So good.
Mm-hmm. So is it just watermelon? So we have the watermelon Among Us.
Yep.
Unlock the cosmic connection with Among Us, a refreshing 10 milligram THC watermelon burst that's out of this world, inspired by the mysteries of alien life and the untapped potential of ESP. This sweet, juicy experience will have you feeling both grounded and otherworldly. Sip, chill, and tune in to the unknown. Cheers, everybody.
Between
Cheers.
Baxter and
Cheers.
Rivers. Cheers.
Boop, boop. It's crossing over, Jesse.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. So good. Tastes just as good as it did yesterday.
Oh, my God.
So good.
You nailed it.
It doesn't have, like, the THC flavor. Like, you just get a nice citrusy watermelon-y, like, in your mouth. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So good.
Is it honeydew or cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, yeah.
To, like, round it out. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
But it's just like, it just reminds me of like a summer day, you know, like you like just finished like your watermelon. You got like, as a little kid, you know, like drink the bowl of watermelon juice.
Yeah.
Over.
It does have that.
You know, it's like, and the cantaloupe, I think it just like rounds it, takes a little sweetness out.
I was scared at first because, you know, I can drink a beer pretty quick. And
especially on a hot day.
Yeah, on a hot day. And, you know, I was like, oh, man, 10 milligrams. And, you know, I could pound that within 15 minutes, 5, 10, right. 15, whatever. And I started putting it on ice.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how slow you drink it on ice.
Mm. Like, yeah.
You can just kind of sip it and sit by the fire, and it's awesome.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I'd highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, on ice, like in, you know, like a whatever, Yeti, Stanley, whatever
right.
your vessel is, 9 holes. And refill at the 10th.
All right.
It's like a nice combination because it like you feel it, but it's not affecting you to a point that like you're losing body function. You know, it's like, you're just like, ah, oh, that tree is beautiful.
It gives you,
what a
like,
shock.
Yeah. Do you see where my ball went?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not for everyone, just like drinking alcohol, you know.
Totally.
People have their advice or whatever, but I feel like this, like while golfing, as you're saying, kind of gives you that relaxed feeling and just calmness that you're not overthinking all the things that you're doing on the golf course, which right. you yeah. typically
tension.
Do.
Yeah. It relieves tension.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
tension
sure.
Tension in golf's a killer.
Yeah.
And the cool part is the can is just killer.
The can art is gorgeous. God. And then on top of it, it glows in the dark.
Yeah. And it's just so fun to do. So, you know, it's one thing if, like, we were releasing a glow-in-the-dark, but, like, to do it with Jesse and, like, and everybody at Rupert's, like, they're so well-known in the community. They have such sincere enthusiasm. Like, you know, it's people we really do know. And and you see the faces of so many of their managers and employees. And so, like, to have them be part of it and be proud of it, it's been, you know, it just makes it so much more special, for sure.
It's so awesome. We were at the Squatch Open. And Jen Grace showed Sarah and I the artwork because we're like, oh my God, you have it! Well, oh, gotta see it. And it's like, it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Thank you very much.
Sasquatch just waiting to be taken away.
Sasquatch looks super buff on the can.
Yeah,
he looks
working out.
Like,
really,
and you got the alien going down there, going, "Hey, that's supposed to be my ride." And Sasquatch is like, "Nope."
We got a video. You know how we do those little videos, and we got one coming with Dave, and he's awesome. But it's going to be a great. We have a funny out of this world video coming. Yeah. So. It's all about the Among Us.
I love it.
And for people that don't know, Dave is Horizon Visual Media.
Yeah, he's at Horizon, and he's cool.
This was born on St. Patrick's Day. This whole idea. Yeah. We were golfing on the simulators on St. Patrick's Day.
I'm like, you were golfing?
Yeah.
Simulators.
Yeah. Yeah, we were. Yeah, I mean, I'd golf any day. Doesn't matter. But yeah, we were. That's how kind of quickly some of these things like come to life. And we, the glow in the dark ink, like you guys would have had this in your hands way before, but glow in the dark ink for anybody looking to purchase.
It's tough.
Takes months. Like the label company was excited about this one. They were like, couldn't wait to glow it in the dark. And they were like, we didn't want to do it before you. But they hadn't, you know, they knew that they could get the technology and that you had to buy this gallon and you had to buy so much glow in the dark ink. Like we're going to have to do something else that glows in the dark because I got a lot of ink.
Yeah. Ah, I got some ideas.
I'm sure you do.
Jesse has lots of
I do.
I love the whole can is really cool. Like the glow in the dark part is really cool, but like the main forest in the background, the full moon, all of it is just perfect. It's such a cool can. I kind of want to just keep a can.
Why not? I mean, it's art. It's
so cool. We submitted it for a label award.
Oh, nice. Yes. You're shoo-in.
Yeah, 13 Below was a cold IPA we did and won a label award.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one. That's
and
cool.
So, yeah, this one, Devin, who designed the label, is definitely very emotionally tied to the success of this label. Like, there's certain labels that's like, doesn't feel as much about, but this one, he was pretty, invested in and definitely was a team effort for the edits, but... almost all the Rupert's labels, actually. Devin, one of our guys, designs them. So
And Jen, when you were a guest on this show, I mean, we expressed to you how fond we are of Baxter's marketing. It is instantly recognizable. It's always high quality. And getting to know Jesse over the past, 6-7 months, and what he thinks about aliens and conspiracy theories and otherworldly things. Like, this is just, to me, this is a perfect representation of this collaboration.
Mark, you might be scratching the surface of what's coming up next.
All right.
Just like conspiracy theories.
Well, you can tie this all in. Yeah. So, I love sitting at the fire pit in the backyard at night.
Sure.
Fire's cracking and the sky's beautiful and... You just kind of kick around those ideas, and that's where I think a lot of this stuff comes from. Your environment, where you live, and that conspiracy side too. Is that what do you talk about that around the fire? But yeah, we do.
Is it going to be a moon one? It
could be some good. You're touching it. You're getting there.
Boy. Oh, there's a sound bite.
I'd love to get like Elon Musk involved. Get SpaceX or that'd be pretty cool.
There was names that went around too, like that were more a lot like acronyms for aliens. And we were like, we thought as Jesse was talking, he was saying like, what if they're among us? Like, and then I proposed it to him and Steph and said, what do you think like about that? That name to me is like, regardless of what you think, you can pronounce it.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It's not you're purchasing. It's not like some political statement. It's not.
You don't have to figure anything out.
Yeah.
It's just cool.
Yeah. It's just like approachable. And that's what we really try to do. And, being an LA girl myself, like I want people to be able to pronounce our beer names, our Delta names. I want them to know what they're buying. Like, things are expensive. Like, you don't want to go home and be like, oh, I thought this was going to taste like XYZ. And, we're not trying to trick anyone.
Right.
We want you to know like what you're buying and investing in. And, look, Lady Sasquatch, I love how much when you drive around and you see people who have, cut the, there's the ones that have gotten the stickers that are formal stickers, and then there's people who have cut the label to, take her, what went into that Lady Sasquatch dress? The discussion of that dress. I was like, put blueberries on her dress, make her dress yellow, put blueberries on her dress, and the flack I took for that. But no, it's so fun. It's like, there's just such a local pride of Rupert's, and it's like, to know is to know with the Sasquatch, and when you're golfing in Martindale, and we just did a Special Olympics tournament there a couple weeks ago, and my friends that we played with, and the athlete that we played with, aren't local, and they're like, what is with these Sasquatch? What are these things? To know is to know.
That's right.
I don't even know how to explain to you. So it's fun.
Steve would have been so proud to see this. This is right up his alley.
100%.
He would have liked it.
And that was never I love that it wasn't the goal. We never set out and say we have to sell X cases. It just keeps being something new, and even with your son's design on one of the labels, it's just... he'd be proud of the transitions and transgressions of where it keeps going. It's fun. Who knows what we're doing next? Oh.
So, Jesse, we haven't had you in since the Squatch Open.
Yeah.
How awesome was that?
Awesome. It was so hot, though. Holy
That was a warm day.
It was very sweaty in those polyester shirts.
Oh, yeah.
They were great, though.
They were great. Nick took mine. He won't give it back. Oh, yeah, we wore paddleboarding yesterday.
Nice. We have more if you need them. Yeah, but, thankfully, Baxter and Jen came up with those shirts for us, and it was a hit with the hats and the shirts and the whole theme of it. It was so easy, too, this year. Yeah. It seems like it gets easier every year, but the only thing that would have made it, the icing on the cake would have been having the Among Us with us, because it kind of would have changed the vibe there a little bit.
Yeah.
But next year.
Yes.
Next year.
And we missed it by like a day. Like it was so frustrating. Yeah. But because it's such a great event.
Yeah.
So to launch something there that like we've been in the works and the label company was like ready to run, like drive them up and like printed the day we played, they printed. Man. So
we were close. Oh,
well. Yeah. We were really close.
I thought it was a pretty like fun, mellow
night. Yeah, you got to play in it this year.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a blast. It was so much fun. Everybody was having a good time and upbeat.
I don't think there's many scrambles where you play eightsomes like we
did. Right. And I did like that. I was a little worried about that too, and it worked out great.
It's
because
like a party.
You can't cheat.
Can't cheat, and then you know what
else?
That
definitely is the difference.
It makes the time go by faster because you're not waiting every hole.
Right.
Like you're with that group in front of you, and you know you're always together. And there should be no one waiting on a tee box.
Yep. No, it was great.
Yeah, and it's like I feel like a lot of the people are the people that have done it every year. You know, there's a little bit of turnover, so like people look forward to it and they get like protective of that day and that experience. Like, you know, business owners, like we get asked to do a lot of different scrambles, and I feel like people really want to make sure they're at that one. They know what they're signed up for. They know that. I mean, look at how many of the teams had matching outfits or different things. We played with the Gippers guys and like just didn't stop laughing the whole day.
Yeah.
We had an absolute blast. It was
a fun day.
So fun.
I mean, I was cruising up 18, finishing 18. We started on one. We finished on 18. And Brando Morin, the DJ, and he was playing Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Nice.
I'm like, and I'm going to pull it up. I'm like, how many golf tournaments have hip-hop playing and people are dancing at a golf tournament? Like, when do you see that? Like, you don't. Like, it's really cool.
And you have, like, you have Martindale members coming over for the party of the script. Like, that.
Just hanging out on the deck waiting for people to finish up.
Yeah. Yep. Like, even if they didn't get into the tournament, they're like, I know it's going to be a good day on the deck over there.
Do you want to talk about how much you raised for All Is Wells and Willa?
Yeah, I think the total is probably going to be right around 33,000.
Wow. So. Awesome.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
That's impressive.
Pretty close.
Great day.
Yeah.
I was shooting for 35, but.
That's okay.
See, you know what?
Don't have goals.
Well, that's it. And you know, I feel when I play in these golf tournaments, and Jen, you play in a lot too. I'm sure you do, Pam, but it feels like they keep taking from you.
Right.
When you're there. Like you pay to play. You know, you pay the $1,000 for a team, and then there's another hole that they want another $50 to $100. Then there's another hole. Like, and people work hard for their money, and I don't want that tournament ever to be that way. Either you pay to play, that's it. We're not taking anything else out of you. And I want people to have a good time. You don't have to keep gouging. Yep. You know, I feel terrible gouging people to try to raise money for other people. But, you know, if they want to give, give. If you don't.
Right, make it their
option. Have a good time. And we're going to give you X amount of dollars at the end of it. And, you know, if that's all we can raise, that's all we can raise. And I'm comfortable with that. And
well, I know the nonprofits and any fundraiser that you do, the recipients are always happy. They don't have an expectation. So don't put that on yourself.
No, I did it first. You know, it is a lot to it.
It's a lot of work.
Worry about the money and stuff. And, you know, I don't know. But Steve was never worried about that end of it. That's why he didn't build Rupers to, you know, make him a millionaire. He built Rupers because he just loved the environment and he loved the people.
Yeah.
And that's what I think that event kind of feels that vibe.
Yes.
Like you just, that's why those eightsomes are all together and you're hanging out and building rapport and camaraderie with people. And that's the cool part, you know?
Yeah. Sarah and I got to be a part of it, which was awesome.
So
we had Wells take over our show.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
He's a handful.
I had to censor half of what he said.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what we were talking about, but at one point he just puts his head, like we told him something, and he goes,
he's so funny. He
put his little palm to his
So funny.
That's amazing.
What?
I wish I was there for that.
He was so cute.
Oh, he's cute. Yeah.
He kicked Mark out of our picture at one point.
Yep. Oh, wanted to be alone with Sarah.
Oh, boy.
He's so cute.
It's like, okay. You
gotta respect it.
Those
you
Manson
know?
Boys.
I wasn't about to argue with him. He'd have called me some names that I've probably never heard before.
He was funny.
But yeah, it was
a
great.
Cool kid.
We got to
next
talk.
Year is gonna we're gonna have to step it up another level next year.
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
some great ideas. So
awesome.
You're
see
just
what
full of great ideas.
Oh, this one's gonna be well, this will be the fourth year and I have like this idea of making it you guys are gonna laugh at me, but like a carnival.
Yeah.
Oh,
I want carnies there.
Oh, boy.
I want bearded ladies.
Oh, strong people on
men,
stilts.
Just crazy. Freak show weird
button. Oh boy.
And have Among Us.
Not scary,
there.
But have Among Us and like make it like really cool.
You're gonna so. Have some kind of a circus themed beer by the end of the season.
Oh, it's gonna be it'll be fun.
Wishes in the Valley, officially in the books, the
yes.
first ever.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was amazing. It was a little overwhelming, but that's good. We had a great time, a huge turnout, and we're very happy with how things went. So, yeah, we'll have a follow-up meeting, and then we'll start preparing for next year. But, yeah, it was great. The bands were great. All of our volunteers were hands on deck, and they did amazing. Mm-hmm. So
weather
my parents'
was
40th
perfect.
Class reunion was that same day.
Oh. It's class of 85.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were there.
They were there, yeah.
That's oh, so, what a cool way to spend your...
Yeah, so they raved about it for City Consolation.
So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, all the feedback we've gotten has been positive, so...
Yeah, we had a good time. We didn't stay long, but we had enough time to get a Wishmaker. And yeah. We had a couple beers. We listened to some bands. I entered the raffle.
Yeah. And you won.
I won some cornhole boards.
Nice. Good
cool.
grab.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, we had a great time. Yeah it was a lot of fun. And Mark went too.
Overall, it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark, how'd you do in that cornhole tournament?
Not well.
Me neither.
Not well.
No. Well, now we have boards. We can practice.
Well, I mean, I did okay, but they partnered you up with
it was a random draw.
People. Yeah.
Oh, that's
draw.
Right. So you could be with someone really good
or the opposite.
Okay.
There were some good players there. I was watching.
It was.
Like,
yeah.
Wow. I struggle at it, so I don't know.
You and Stephanie had a good time?
Oh, we had a blast. It was so cool seeing the kids running around and dancing. Mm-hmm. And I said it earlier, Scosh is just unreal.
Yeah,
like
Scosh
they're so good. And they play such a variety of songs and it was just a beautiful night. Like,
it was a beautiful night.
Yeah, we got great weather.
Were you there when Scotia and Fire and the Hole collaborated too at the end?
No.
Yeah,
I think we left.
Because
I was with one of my friends who lives up the road from us, Ben Hayes. He's a quadriplegic and he needed to get home. So, like, all right, we got to get Ben home.
Yeah.
So, but
fair. That's fair.
Yeah, but they were just so good. So good.
They're so good.
And the beer lines. Oh, my God.
Short,
quick.
Yeah.
In and out. It was
such a
it was perfect.
Job.
Yeah, we made sure. We had 5 bars at the bottom, inside the barn bar, and then 3 distributor tables selling their product. And then we also had a bar up at the top. You could take the chair lift up. And we had some beer and seltzers or ciders up at the top, which was pretty cool. So, yeah, if you wanted a drink, you didn't have to wait long. So that was good.
Mm. Yep. Great planning.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Looking forward to next year.
That's right. How many wishes do we know?
We don't have a final number, but I think we were able to raise enough money to grant 10 wishes.
Oh, my God. I was going to say like 4.
That's
like
incredible.
Yeah, we had amazing sponsors and donors. And then just, I mean, all the people that showed up played a part in raising those 10 wishes for us. So we thank everybody involved in that manner. So
you know what's really cool, too? You got David Bishop and Christine out of Pat's Pizza for
a minute. I know, right?
They were there hanging out. It was awesome.
I know.
I feel like I saw Dave cooking, though.
Yeah, Dave was cooking
was
for
cooking.
The Exchange Club for a majority of the day. I think he did
happy.
Was able to step out a little later into the day. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's always a good day when you can get the two of them out of Pat's together.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's awesome.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
All right, you guys ready for some three random questions?
Yeah.
We're going to start off with Jesse.
Oh, boy.
Jesse, you and your friend go to a casino. He gives you $50 to gamble with. You win $100,000. Do you give him any?
Oh, God, yeah.
What do you give him?
Half.
Half?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Absolutely.
What would you say if this wasn't recorded?
It'd be what he would say. Where'd Jesse go?
Jen, same question.
Yeah, I mean, half. Half. You've set the precedent. But yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, you're making $50,000. I'm okay with that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ride or die.
Yeah.
How hard would you look for him to give him that money?
I mean, when are you ever going to have the chance to like make that memory? Right? Like,
right,
so you
I'd
got
put
it
all on black. Yeah. Hell with it. Double it. Now make 100.
That's the question I thought he was going to ask, and I'd be like, all on black.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd say something like that. Maybe you take 10 of yours, 10 of mine, let's put it on something and keep it going. And it's still a great memory.
Yeah.
That question would be, are you married? Because then she's going to take half, or he's going to take half. So
how long until she knows about it?
So your 50 is really 25.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of...
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, though.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay. Where do we start with Jesse? Yes, so we'll start with you, Jen. What was your first video game that you ever played as a kid?
The Asteroid one, right?
Were you like the Atari?
Like the one, my dad, I mean, I mentioned, right, it was my parents' 40th class reunion, I'm going to be 40. So my dad was like kind of a kid. So he would like buy me things I couldn't play with so he could play with them. Like the first Nintendo, and like he'd be like, no, let me show you.
Yeah.
And then show you meant just like he was going to do it. But yeah, old school.
Yeah. Nintendo,
Oh, that was awesome.
Where you put the game in. I think it's called Asteroid. Jesse would say.
Yeah.
But it's like Asteroid, black screen, white triangle.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That looks ridiculous compared to like what they have video games now.
Everything looks like real life now.
Another one very similar to that was Space Invaders.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good. You know, when I was a kid, we didn't have handheld video games. We had to go to a pizza, like George's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'd say Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say it might have been Galaga, one of those two.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, you were like, you saw those machines and they were lighting up, and you're like, oh, my God, I need a quarter.
Yeah. I need a roll of quarters.
It's like Duck Hunt, though, was like early in my days.
Oh, yeah. Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt.
They'd always be like, get further away from the screen.
Right on the TV.
I think Super Mario's changed the whole world.
Yeah.
There should be a documentary on it, because when Super Mario's came out, Super Mario Brothers. That's when kids got really addicted because they wanted to get to the next level.
Yeah,
it was a quest.
Yes,
totally.
Yeah,
and I think that's when they really figured out how to manipulate our children.
Yeah. Funny. All right, I have a question.
Okay,
A lot of people know that. Definitely, the people that know you both love to play golf. Is there something that you love to do or like to do that people don't know about? Oh. She's like, no, I just golf.
I read a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, what types of things?
Oh, just history. Yeah. Like, I, you know, if something gonna, like, in the morning, I'm always reading something. And if there's some name, like, King Cyrus. This morning, I read about King Cyrus.
All right.
So, I don't know, something just pops in my head, like, in my social media feed. And I'm like, oh, King Cyrus. I know him, but I don't really know. You just Google it and you read. But yeah, I'm pretty consistent. I usually read like a daily like Stoic story or
Jen's still thinking.
I know.
Meditations.
Like everybody knows.
I'm just not that interested. Like I literally
he was well beyond.
I'd say like home improvement stuff, but like I'm more like trying to learn and do stuff.
Yeah.
I hot yoga. There's a place in South Portland where I live, and it's 24/7, which really works for my schedule.
Right.
Because
you never know.
What's hot yoga? I know what yoga is, but
it has 9 rooms, and you sign up on an app, and you pay like a monthly subscription, and you can go 24/7, and it's 125 to 136 degrees and for 45 minutes, and you can do Pilates, bar, whatnot, and
independently or
There's a little video screen, and it replays, and so I like that quite a bit, and sweats out your sins, you know.
That's perfect.
and it's just good, but like the ability to go. I wish there was one actually in Lewis and Auburn, because I think it would be successful. Like, it's a franchised thing, but it's like for what you'd pay for hot yoga session at a regular studio.
The place is called 24/7.
It's called Hot Works.
Hot Works, I actually started doing that in surprisingly enough in Texas. Like, it's not hot enough there already. But I signed up for a membership at Hot Works, and I was like, this is a really cool concept. They have different in Texas, they had different rooms. You could bike, you could elliptical, same do thing. Different things.
There's a rower in one, and then there's six that are just like you got bands and bars, and you foam roll with it, and so efficiency wise too, like it makes you foam roll, it makes you stretch. It's been great for my golf game.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.
And I will say, I have bitten my cat.